There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's Eric, welcoming you back to the tranquil sanctuary of Listen to Sleep. Together, we journey to a place where stories morph into tranquil lullabies, and dreams begin to glimmer like stars reflected on a still, moonlit lake. A couple of days ago, we had a stunning full moon illuminating the night sky. In its glow, we could see the distinct outlines of light and dark, both coexisting, revealing how they are two sides of the same coin. And like the moon, we too hold dichotomies of action and rest, of contemplation and celebration, of solitude and unity. Tonight, we'll wander into a world where mirrors offer more than just reflections. They present alternative realities, challenges, and opportunities for introspection. And it's not just about what we see, but also about what we feel. At some point in our lives, most of us have faced life's contrasting landscapes, hoping to find a new sense of balance. Yet, as we'll explore tonight, balance is not just an external arrangement, but an inner equilibrium, a heart-centered path that accepts life's complexities as enriching elements. If you'd like to peel back some of the layers of your life to discover your own complexities and to live a life that's truly aligned with your most authentic self, Awaken Your Myth can help you do just that. For $39 a month, you'll be a part of a transformational experience. It's not just a community with over 100 kindred spirits. It's a launching pad for life's most compelling chapters. The 30-module coaching journey is my life's work, distilling everything I've learned about the modern science of mindfulness and the ancient wisdom of approaching life as a hero's journey. you'll have 24/7 access to a supportive private online community, along with uplifting bi-weekly live Zoom sessions. And guess what? You'll also enjoy unlimited access to all the Listen to Sleep Plus ad and introduction-free stories and guided meditations. If you're still on the fence, don't worry. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. So why wait? Head over to awakenyourmyth.com and take the first step toward the life that's closer to your dreams. I can't wait to see you there. Let's take a deep breath in and out, letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. And one more deep breath in with me. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. The Chateau of Mirrors. In the town of Lysoria, where cobblestone streets curved like the roots of a giant oak, and cottages stood like huddled storytellers, life revolved around the myths of Sleep Mountain. The towering mountain was a constant backdrop, shrouded in mist and crowned with perennial snow, as if time itself had halted upon its peaks. It was the keeper of countless tales, whispered through the winds that swooped down to caress the town below. At the edge of Lysoria lay an abandoned chateau that had become the stuff of legend. Though many had forgotten its original name, everyone knew it as the Chateau of Mirrors. Children were warned to stay away, yet the elderly often spoke of its bygone beauty with a twinkle in their eyes. It was said that the chateau was alive, and it would open its doors only to those pure of heart and rich in courage. Sophie, a young woman with an insatiable curiosity, found herself captivated by the allure of the Chateau of Mirrors. Her eyes always seemed to drift toward it whenever she crossed the town's bridge. Its towers, dark and covered in ivy, jutted out like a fairy tale illustration against the azure sky. Equally enchanted was Morgan, Sophie's closest friend. Introspective by nature, Morgan found solace in the mysteries that lingered around Sleep Mountain and the chateau. They had spent countless evenings pondering over ancient texts and folklore, concluding that the chateau was not just a place, but perhaps a passage to other realms. Imagine the wonders that lie beyond its walls, the truths hidden from us, Morgan often mused during their frequent twilight discussions. Sophie would nod, her heart pounding at the very thought. It's time we found out, don't you think? And so, on the eve of a full moon, Sophie and Morgan donned hooded cloaks and filled a satchel with essentials. A lantern, an old map they believed would guide them through the unknown, and a compass inherited from Sophie's seafaring grandfather. "Tonight is the night," Sophie declared, her eyes glinting with the thrill of the upcoming adventure. Morgan felt an anticipatory shiver. "Yes, tonight we make our own legend." The air was filled with the scent of blooming jasmine as they set off, walking in tandem through the labyrinthine streets of Lysoria. Soon, the cobblestones gave way to a forest path adorned with luminescent fireflies that seemed to guide them toward their destiny. As they approached the chateau, its towering gates creaked open as if welcoming them home. And in that moment, both Sophie and Morgan felt it, the invisible threads of fate intertwining, leading them into the unknown. The chateau seemed suspended between epochs, a sanctuary where the ancient and the modern coexisted. With each step on the cobblestone pathway, their hearts beat in synchrony, as if echoing the whispers of the chateau's long history. Sophie glanced at Morgan, her eyes brimming with a mix of excitement and trepidation. "Do you feel it too?" she asked. Morgan nodded, their eyes scanning the towering spires and leaded glass windows that adorned the chateau. "It's as if the building itself is alive, like it's been waiting for us." They wandered through a grand foyer adorned with crystalline chandeliers, intricate tapestries, and works of art that seemed to come from disparate times and places. Yet, everything came together harmoniously, unified by an unseen force that seemed to beckon them further into the chateau. Sophie took Morgan's hand, and together they descended down a flight of stairs that spiraled into a room awash in a golden glow. This was the Room of Mirrors. It was not a simple room, but one filled with intrigue and allure. Mirrors of varying shapes and sizes adorned the walls, each frame uniquely designed as if reflecting the worlds they contained. Morgan was drawn to a small circular mirror with a silver frame etched with celestial motifs. "Each mirror seems like a door, inviting us to step through." Sophie felt the same pull. She stood in front of an ornate floor-length mirror, framed in gilded wood carved with swirling patterns. "It's like they're calling us to discover something." Yet they both felt a sense of sacred caution as if they were not just mirrors, but maybe thresholds to other realities. Realities that required respect and intention. Finally, under the soft glow of an antique lantern hanging from the center of the room, they found it. A mirror unlike any other, framed in dark wood and abalone shells, humming a silent melody that seemed to stir their very souls. In the mirror's reflection, they could see a cityscape shrouded in a milky mist, echoing soft murmurs that promised secrets yearning to be discovered. It felt as if the chateau had led them here, to this very moment, inviting them to step through this very mirror. Morgan looked at Sophie. "Are you ready?" Sophie smiled, her eyes reflecting the courage and vulnerability they both felt. "As ready as I'll ever be." And so begins the journey of Sophie and Morgan, two souls called by destiny, venturing into realms where reality blends with the mystical, forever altering the essence of who they are. Sophie and Morgan stepped through the mirror, hand in hand. As the shimmering world beyond the glass enveloped them, the room of mirrors seemed to dissolve, giving way to a cityscape washed in the colors of twilight. The pair landed gently on cobblestone streets, surrounded by architecture that suggested the city was an intersection of multiple worlds. Each building like a sentinel, standing guard over the city's stories. "Where are we?" Sophie's eyes met Morgan's, filled with both wonder and a sense of uncertainty. Morgan unfolded an ancient map. "This should be the city of silent voices and resonant echoes." Intrigued, they ventured deeper into the city, keenly aware of the richness of the silence and the subtlety of the ambient sounds, footsteps tapping, fabrics rustling, and the soft breeze that hinted at secrets hidden in the quietude. The city square was bustling with life, yet something was different. Conversations unfolded in expressive gestures, hands creating eloquent narratives in the air. "It's not that voices are lost," Morgan said, reading from a lore book that had accompanied them on their quest. "It's a city where voices have been transformed into other means of expression. To experience this fully, we must visit the Tower of Echoes and Silence." They made their way towards the tower, guided by cryptic inscriptions on the map. Along the way, they passed unique landscapes, a garden of sculptures posed in expressive stances, a fountain where every droplet landing seemed to communicate in whispers and sighs, and walls covered in beautifully inscribed poetry, creating a maze of wisdom. Upon arriving at the Tower of Echoes and Silence, they were met by a guardian, a being half-human, half-bird, its eyes glowing with the wisdom of ages. "What stories do you carry in your souls?" The words appeared directly in their minds, translated through empathic understanding rather than spoken language. Sophie gestured gracefully. "We seek the wisdom of this place, to understand the dialogue between sound and silence." A resonant hum emanated from the guardian, filling the air with both vibrations and a deep stillness. "Answer my riddle, and you may proceed." "Though I can echo loud and clear, I find my power when all is quiet. What am I?" The riddle was presented not just as a thought, but as an emotion, a ripple in the atmosphere. Morgan caught Sophie's eye, then conveyed their answer through an eloquent series of hand signals that harmonized with their intent. Stillness. The guardian emitted a soft, resonant chord, and the doors of the tower opened. Inside, they climbed a spiral staircase and found themselves in a chamber at the top. In the center stood an elegant instrument, a unique artifact that looked somewhat like a wind chime, designed for creating sound and celebrating silence. Morgan opened the lore book again. "To truly experience this city, one must ring this instrument with understanding, acknowledging the non-dual heart of communication. In seeing is simply the seen. In hearing is simply the heard." As Sophie approached the instrument, her fingers tingled with anticipation. She felt as if the object itself were inviting her to a deeper understanding, a union of experiences. With her touch, the instrument responded as if it were a living entity, harmonizing with her intent. When she activated it, the sound that unfurled was unlike anything they had ever encountered. It seemed to vibrate at the frequency of the soul, a sonic expression of both yearning and fulfillment. But more than a sound, it was a sensation, a feeling. It reverberated through their bones, awakened their skin, and seemed to echo in the very chambers of their hearts. Sophie and Morgan stood in awe, entranced by how this auditory experience also created an arena of silence around it. A silence that was not empty, but full of a different kind of communication. For the first time, they understood that silence was not the absence of sound, but its counterpart. Like darkness to light, each gave depth and meaning to the other. The resonance from the instrument expanded, moving beyond the confines of the tower and into the fabric of the city. They sensed an immediate shift in energy. The citizens, who had been engrossed in their own world of silent communication, now paused, sensing the new vibration. Facial expressions deepened, movements became more intentional, and even the whispering wind seemed to carry a new kind of syntax, a language that was neither sound nor silence, but a poetic blend of both. Sophie and Morgan felt as if they were witnessing a grand cosmic alignment, a symbiosis of two fundamental elements of existence. They realized that their own inner worlds, much like the city, had been fragmented, focusing on words when silence would be more eloquent, or opting for silence when sound could heal. Now they saw the magic that emerged when both were honored, a nuanced equilibrium that gave rise to authentic expression. With their hearts saturated with this newfound wisdom, they found their way back to the mirror portal. As they stepped through, they realized that this particular mirror was but one of many like it in the chateau, each leading to realms that explored different dimensions of human experience and understanding. But this realm, the city of silent voices and resonant echoes, had imparted a lesson that felt universal, a key to deeper, more authentic communication. It wasn't just about balancing sound and silence. It was about recognizing them as two sides of the same coin, as vital components in the intricate tapestry of being. So as they emerged back into the room of mirrors, they carried with them not just a memory, but a transformative understanding. They had found their own voices. Not by speaking louder, more embracing perpetual silence, but by integrating both into a harmonious and ever-evolving dance of existence. The lesson would forever echo in their lives, reminding them that every interaction, every moment, and every relationship thrives in the delicate balance between sound and silence. As Sophie and Morgan stepped back into the chateau, the atmosphere was buzzing softly, as if acknowledging their return. The walls shimmered for a moment, and a new mirror materialized beside the one they had just stepped out of. This one had an opulent frame adorned with intricate carvings of carnival scenes, tightrope walkers, magicians, and carousels. "Looks like we're not done yet," Sophie mused, eyeing the new mirror. "Seems like it," Morgan agreed. "But this one feels different, lighter somehow." Without another word, they touched the glass together. The sensation of moving through an infinite corridor was similar to their last journey, but the destination that materialized in front of them was wholly unexpected. Sophie and Morgan found themselves in a vast, sprawling carnival, bathed in the gentle glow of twilight. Glowing tents and wooden stalls created a maze-like structure, surrounded by the scent of cotton candy, popcorn, and robust coffee. Yet the most mesmerizing sight was the Grand Carousel, situated in the heart of this twilight realm. "It's beautiful," Sophie whispered, her eyes sparkling as they took in the intricate designs of the magical horses, unicorns, and other mythical creatures mounted on golden poles. "And it's more than just eye candy," Morgan said, pointing toward a sign that read, "The Carousel of Possibilities. Uncover the paths you never took." As they stepped closer, an ethereal figure materialized before them. A guide, perhaps. With an elegant bow, they introduced themselves. "Welcome, travelers, to the Carousel of Possibilities. I am Celestia, the guardian of unexplored paths and untold stories." Intrigued, Sophie asked, "What do you mean by untold stories?" Celestia gestured to the carousel. "This carousel is not like any other. Each mount represents a choice, a different path in life. Once you climb aboard, you'll get to experience a glimpse of what life could have been like had you made different choices." Morgan's eyes met Sophie's. The weight of the offer was heavy, brimming with both promise and risk. "Are we allowed to pick any path, even ones that might seem absurd or outlandish?" Celestia smiled gently. "Indeed, the carousel offers a limitless array of paths, some you may never even have considered. But be warned, exploring these lives can be both enlightening and exhausting. The choice is yours to make." Sophie and Morgan exchanged a look that spoke volumes. Without uttering a word, they knew they were both ready to take this next intriguing step on their journey. Together, they stepped onto the carousel of possibilities, feeling both a sense of apprehension and exhilaration. As the carousel began to spin, Sophie and Morgan couldn't help but wonder where this new, curious chapter would take them. But even as they chose their mounts and felt the world begin to shift around them, a part of them realized that it wasn't just about the lives they could have lived. It was about understanding the richness and complexity of the lives they were living now. And so, with their choices made, the carousel began to pick up speed, carrying them into the labyrinth of what-ifs, might-have-beens, and paths not taken. The carousel picked up speed and the world blurred into a wash of colors and sensations. Sophie felt the gentle tug of transition, not entirely dissimilar to that of moving through the mirrors. and suddenly the ride came to a gentle stop. She found herself standing in a bustling newsroom, the frenetic energy of reporters chasing deadlines buzzing through the air. Next to her, Morgan materialized, equally surprised. Their eyes met, and without saying a word, they started exploring this alternative universe. Sophie noticed a framed picture on a nearby desk. It was a photo of her at a Pulitzer Prize ceremony. "Looks like you're a renowned journalist here," Morgan said, a slight smile pulling at the corner of their mouth. Sophie felt a sense of pride, but also a twinge of melancholy. She'd once dreamt of being a journalist, but chose a different path for practical reasons. Meanwhile, Morgan discovered a workshop within the newsroom, filled with experimental high-tech gadgets. A screen displayed Morgan's bio, highlighting them as the innovator who revolutionized data journalism. "Seems like you've been busy too," Sophie remarked. "I guess we've both found success in our respective fields in this world," Morgan mused. As they continued to move through this life, they couldn't shake off the feeling that something was missing. The success was gratifying, but the pace was relentless, the pressure intense. They had little time for each other, let alone for anything or anyone else. It was as if they'd traded one set of troubles for another. After what felt like an entire lifetime condensed into mere moments, they found themselves back on the carousel. Celestia was there, waiting. "How was your first journey?" the guardian inquired. "It was enlightening," Sophie said carefully. "But it also felt like a cautionary tale, as if we've dodged a bullet." Celestia nodded. "Sometimes the lives we didn't choose hold lessons for the lives we're living. Are you ready for another spin?" Sophie and Morgan shared another glance. Despite the emotional toll, they felt that this experience wasn't over yet. There was more to explore, more to understand. "Let's do it," Morgan said, gripping the reins of their mount, their voice imbued with a newfound determination. Sophie climbed onto a different creature this time, a majestic griffin that promised adventures of a different kind. As the carousel began to rotate again, they both felt a mixture of anticipation and trepidation, knowing that whatever they discovered next could be both beautiful and harrowing. As they spiraled once more into the blur of alternative realities, one thing became clear. This journey was not just about exploring the roads not taken, but also about understanding the infinite complexities of choice and consequence. The second spin of the carousel was a gentler affair, but no less profound. As the world around them shifted, Sophie found herself in a quiet countryside, surrounded by the simple joys of nature. A small, humble cottage stood in the distance, and she could see herself sitting on the porch, a paintbrush in hand, immersed in a canvas. Morgan appeared in a nearby workshop, cluttered with sculptures and works of art. Here, they were an artisan, crafting intricate pieces that captured the essence of the natural world. The two of them spent their days creating, their nights stargazing, and their lives were woven with the threads of simplicity and artistic fulfillment. But the idyllic world also had its drawbacks. The isolation weighed on them. While their creative spirits thrived, they both sensed a yearning for community, for a larger purpose beyond their own immediate satisfaction. A lack of urgency made their lives peaceful, but also somewhat stagnant. Just as before, they were whisked back onto the carousel. Celestia was there, the guardian's celestial aura emanating a warm, empathetic light. "So, what did you find this time?" Celestia asked. "Peace," Sophie said, her voice a soft sigh, but also a bit of loneliness. There were joys and limitations. Morgan nodded in agreement. "We found a life we could love, but not one we could fully live." Celestia smiled. "The duality of choice. For every path you take, there's another you leave behind. The beauty of life lies in embracing the richness of the path you're on. Are you ready to return?" They both nodded. As they touched the reins of their mounts, the carousel started to slow down. The magical creatures, the spinning lights, and the alternate worlds began to dissolve into a misty swirl of colors. They felt themselves being lifted, not just physically, but emotionally, carrying with them the newfound wisdom of their journey. With their eyes meeting one last time before departing from this realm of possibilities, Sophie and Morgan stepped back into the chateau. It felt as if they had been on a long journey, even though they had never physically left the room. "What will you take back from this?" Sophie asked. "That every life has its own complexities and simplicities," Morgan replied. "And that we're both constantly choosing, aren't we? Even by doing nothing, we're making a choice." Sophie smiled, her eyes brimming with a newfound wisdom. "And those choices make us who we are." "I'm glad we chose to undertake this journey together." "Me too," Morgan echoed. With that, they walked away from the carousel mirror, leaving behind countless lives not lived but deeply felt. Yet, as they exited, both couldn't shake the feeling that this experience, albeit surreal, had equipped them to face the intricacies of their real lives more courageously. The grand hall of the chateau somehow felt different than when they had arrived, imbued with a deeper, more nuanced resonance. the towering mirrors that once stood as portals to other worlds now seemed like facets of a single intricate jewel. Their journey had been a dance between realities, a kaleidoscopic exploration of the human experience. But it had all converged into a single, profound truth. They sat down on a plush velvet settee across from the very mirror that had led them to the carousel of possibilities. Now, simply a reflective surface. They sat in silence for a moment, allowing the weight of their shared experience to settle in. Life is neither a carousel nor a straight path, Sophie said softly, breaking the silence. It's like a complex piece of music, with its highs and lows, pauses and crescendos. And we're both the composer and the listener, Morgan added, their voice imbued with a sense of quiet awe. We create these melodies, sometimes without even realizing it. But we also get to experience them, to dance to them. The beauty is in the harmony of it all, even when it seems discordant. Sophie looked at Morgan, feeling a sense of union that transcended their individual journeys. You know, the greatest gift this adventure has given us is the awareness of the non-duality of experience. Light and shadow, joy and sorrow, solitude and community. They're not opposites, but complementary facets of a richer, fuller truth. Morgan nodded, their eyes twinkling like stars in a twilight sky. Exactly. The essence of life isn't found in the either-or, but in the both-and. We've learned that every choice leads to a spectrum of experiences, and it's that spectrum that makes life so incredibly rich. In that shared moment, they understood that their quest had been not just about choices and their consequences, but about the realization that every moment is pregnant with infinite possibilities. And that's where they found freedom. The freedom to exist in the flow of life's complexities without being confined to any single narrative. Sophie stood and walked over to the grand mirror, her reflection gazing back at her with a newfound wisdom. She placed her palm on the cold glass, half expecting it to ripple into another world. But it remained solid, anchoring her to the present moment, the here and now. She returned to the settee and took Morgan's hand. Shall we go explore the rest of the chateau? Who knows what other wonders are waiting for us? Morgan's face lit up in a radiant smile. Absolutely. Let's make that our next adventure. After all, we're still writing our story, one choice at a time. And so they left the room hand in hand, their spirits elevated, and their hearts open to the unfolding tapestry of life's grand adventure. Bathed in the soft glow of twilight, the chateau stood as both a guardian and a guide at the foothills of Sleep Mountain. Here in this mystical landscape, it was as if time itself paused to whisper ancient secrets to those who dared to listen. Good night.